Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind Preview. This is Mark, the Freedom Poets. Scott is busy, I think, at this very moment with the great, legendary Lou Holtz. He and Steve are part of an interview going on right there up in Grand Forks. Apparently, the inspirational Lou Holtz is going to be talking about the path to success. They're going to ask him about NDSU football program and that sort of thing. I think he's speaking about making good choices and so forth. 800 people showed up at the Alaris with this great big petroleum council going on, the 32nd annual meeting, North Dakota Petroleum Council and Alaris Center in Grand Forks. North Dakota Jack Dalrymple on dealing with the oil boom, his recent announcement. That's going to be on at 9:32 on What's on Your Mind. And protecting state's landmarks from energy development, as well as his recent appointment of the North Dakota Outdoor Heritage Fund Advisory Board and thoughts on the conservation ballot measure. Then, looks like they're going to have Lou Holtz and some of this interview on at 9:49 or so. Might ask him about if he agrees the Big Ten teams should be shunning the FCS teams in the games and that sort of thing. Then a weekly event, usually on Wednesdays, they have Congressman Kevin Cramer takes your calls for the weekly town hall on the radio. Your calls are welcome on any subject. He's also going to be kind of focused in this on the food stamp cuts. They're talking about maybe 4.5 million people of the 48 might not qualify. And the farm bill, Obama pushing new EPA coal regulations this week and honoring Medal of Honor winner from North Dakota, Clint Rumashaw, on the House floor. Some of the show topics, you know, just the shooting, of course, exploded all the aggressive anti-gun activists like clockwork. The shooting at the D.C. Naval Yard, and before we could have the answers as to why Senator Feinstein is out with a call for gun control legislation. Yes, it's always the guns. Have you ever seen a gun shoot itself, folks? I never did. Most of the time, somebody drives a car or shoots a gun. Senator Harry Reid today stated the obvious, that Democrats don't have the votes to pass any gun control bills. And look what happened to somebody that tried to do it in a kind of a pale purple to red to blue state in Colorado. They kicked him out. Folks realize that with this threatening government, the right to bear arms couldn't be more important. Doesn't this case seem to be more about mental health issues and security clearances versus obtaining guns? What say you? This question is already really lighting up the Facebook page, and so that's going to definitely be a show topic today. Then, Fargo Davies High School student brought a car to school with a Confederate flag displayed on it. He was forced to take it down. Was that an overreaction by school administrators or an appropriate response? Do Confederate flags represent racism, or do kids bring stuff to school that represents worse things? Well, if it represents hatred for racism, you know, that's one thing. It's a pretty cool-looking flag, and one of the least racist and one of the greatest Christians of our military history was Robert E. Lee, and he fought and eventually lost underneath that flag. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council said some have suggested the oil industry consider an effort to cover oil pumps. Is that nuts or what? You know, my reaction is, look at those gigantic windmills. Well, if you had to cover them up and put up a tree or something, you'd have to have a gigantic redwood, you know. Tiny, tiny footprint, these cute little demure pumps out in the meadow by the sunflowers. Let them pump, let them pump, let them pump. White supremacist leader calling for a town hall meeting during Leith, North Dakota visit. Should media ignore it? Well, I guess we already blew that one, didn't we, being part of the media. And, of course, the What's on Your Mind program is heard everywhere in North Dakota. So I think this issue is being begged to be covered. House to vote on Wednesday on a $40 billion cut from nutrition programs. Isn't that right? And we're going to be completely malnourished now over the next decade. You know what? The biggest malnourishment in the recent history is Obama's wife trying to take away proper calories from kids, try to take away whole milk from kids, that some of them are anemic and scrawny and run like antelope and need a lot of calories and they need a lot of butter fat. Silly. Farm bill vote expected as well. Huffington Post, food stamps kept 4 million out of poverty in 2012. Well, isn't that nice? How many people on food stamps did it keep from attaining their highest and best use of their God-given gifts? How many were able-bodied? And you have to understand, folks, that that's the part of the language of the Republican bill. If somebody's working, what did the Bible say? If you don't work, you don't eat. Well, America's come way, way kinder than that. We make sure nobody starves in this country. We got food shelves all over the place. We got neighbors. We got churches. In fact, you know what? It'd be better if we took care of it ourselves. This naval yard shooting, Aaron Alexis passed two background checks to buy guns. Bought shotgun from sharpshooters in Lorton, VA. Shooter reported hearing voices. 6 weeks before spree, signs of mental illnesses. But you know, he shot at a car. He shot three shots at a car's tire because people were disrespectful to him. This guy was a loose cannon for a long time. How he ended up with that security clearance is going to be a worthwhile exercise to get to the bottom of that and tighten whatever absurd loophole let a whack job like that in there. Seen at Navy gunman for decade friend, Navy Yard shooter, liberal, supported Obama. Oh, isn't that too bad? They always like it when nut jobs support Republicans. Carney, Obama implemented executive actions following Naval Yard shooting. Obama under fire for political speech during shooting. Yeah. Well, the world is beginning to know he is an opportunist. When he went over to Sweden, a friend of mine was in Sweden at the time. The Swedes were just disgusted. The whole front page of their talked about his Air Force One, 29 more planes, 6 helicopters, limousine, 250 security. It's outrageous, the entourage and the expense of his little jaunts around the world and his paranoia and his smallness. Then this fellow friend of mine who came to the Freedom Club meeting on Monday night said they went over to Iceland, and there they saw the little plain White House where Gorbachev and Reagan met. Two real men, not fearful, not narcissists, two real strong men that tried to come to a peaceful coexistence, you know, prior to tearing down the wall that separated East and West. Grand Forks Herald, invite Obama to the next NDPC meeting. That's a good idea. Come and tell us about your war on everything, energy independence and coal and outrageous EPA regulations. Harry Reid blames Colorado floods on climate change. Poor man is whacked. Colorado flood evacuees return under clear skies to find more heartbreak. You know, is that really timely, folks? Climate change? Climate that goes on for eons, and we can't affect the amount of carbon dioxide in the air a fraction as much as China could. And you know what? The greatest impact on our heat, our climate, is the sun. How surprising. The North Dakota Chamber says that the conservation ballot measure is not the answer. Minot City Council approves slimmed-down budget. So the budget's the hope for reduced property taxes, the school issues. You know, another issue that came up at the Freedom Club meeting is we need to be contending for the most conservative, the most sensible, the most common sense people that run for every office, for school board, because these are the proving grounds, the training ground of people that run for higher office later on. You know, look at the resume of people that are in Washington. A lot of them have really long resumes and political resumes and work resumes. The smallest resume probably in Washington of everybody of the Senate and the House and the President is Obama by far. All he did was work at an acorn patch somewhere. And Bobcat, NDSU Inc., a $600,000 deal for research and development. That's very cool. So, Fox News announces a new primetime lineup. Megyn Kelly at 8 p.m. Central, Hannity at 9, and Greta moves to 6 p.m. Well, we like Greta. Sometimes when the 10 twins aren't doing so good, I'd click over to Greta. Anyway, in a bout of conservatives, health cuts are likely to be paired with government funding. This Congressional Budget Office, Obama's current debt path is unsustainable. Wow. Oh, and he's bragging about his $700 billion deficit. Folks, outrageous. What they don't talk about is what does it look like if we have 4% interest or 5% interest. The numbers compress so fast you can't believe it. Entitlements must be reformed. We're going to be back with more What's on Your Mind preview in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fascinating day in the world. Really excitement going on up in Grand Forks. The great Lou Holtz is right now entertaining both Steve and Scott, who ordinarily this time of the day kind of tie down what they're going to be doing from 9 to 11 all over North Dakota, the most listened to talk show, What's on Your Mind. So they're going to be back with us as soon as they can. And like I say, they're taping some questions and interview with Lou Holtz. He's there to speak about making good choices. So this is Mark, the Freedom Poet, just kind of holding forth until they come back. And we might as well talk about the weather a little bit because we have a chance of drizzle. It's been kind of, I went for a good walk then, a chance of showers and thunder showers after 5 p.m. today. Looks like we could get up all the way up to 80, and then southwest winds, gust high is 23. Chance of precip by then is down to 10%, but 50% chance tonight. Mostly cloudy, a low about 63. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then partly sunny up to 71. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 49, as the winds turn northwest, 8 to 15. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 66. Friday night, it'll be clear, low 43. Brrr. Sunny, Saturday, high to 66. Saturday night, clear, down to 50. Sunday, about 74. Tioga, drizzling out there, perhaps, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms later. Going to be up to about 80 today. Southwest breezes up to 17. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 7, and then cloudy low around 63. About Thursday's chance for showers, about 20%, then sunny, could get up to 71. West-northwest winds, 9 to 15. Gust as high as 20 miles an hour. Then it can down below 50, maybe to 49 or so Thursday night. A sunny Friday, high near 66. Mostly clear, cool, 43 at night Friday night. Sunny on Saturday, high near 66.
Right on.
And is that a Mr. Scott there?
It is.
Well,
I was just cheerleading the warm temperatures and booing the cold temperatures.
Well, that's a very good thing. I think we should do that every day. We should have crowd noises.
Yes, exactly. We can boo and hiss and
should we do a wave?
Hoot and holler.
How is Mr. Holtz acting?
He was great. Yeah, we had a chance to catch up with him, and we had about a 10-minute interview, and Steve, half on oil and half on
football.
Football.
He can't believe UND and NDSU are not playing each other.
Yeah, he's a little supercharged about that. Yeah, exactly. He last night was with the presidents of both schools, so, you know, it sounds like he's let his voice be heard in that regard. So that's good.
Very cool.
Yes. So we'll hear that interview today on the program. We're going to chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple today on the program. We're going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer he was here yesterday, actually opened up the conference yesterday.
And then had to fly back to Washington, catch a flight out yesterday morning right after he got done speaking at the conference. So
we'll do our talk radio town hall, which is always fun, and give folks a chance to ask Congressman Cramer anything they'd like about the news of the day. So... they're voting on the Bakken Amendment, by the way.
Yep.
Did you see that?
He was telling me that yesterday morning. He's like, yep, I got to vote. I got to get back.
So they're going to vote on the nutrition program, the separation of the two. So we look forward to that very much. Yeah, there's Hal Gershman, by golly. One of the city fathers of this great city of Grand Forks, my adopted hometown, who was the president of the Grand Forks City Council, the proprietor of Happy Harry's Bottle Shops, by golly. Yes, exactly. There's my free plug. No, don't hand over money. I want it to be a free plug.
Hey, he did tell me when the penny wine sale is, though, so I've got that filed in the back of my head.
Put it on your calendar. Anyway, folks are streaming in, getting ready for today's conference. Outside of the 32nd Annual North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference, we have a couple of things in the news. One is the Confederate flag issues caused quite a little discussion on our Facebook page. Have you seen that?
You know, the question I've got is, and I was talking to some people that kind of equated it to, remember the little dust-up last year during the hockey tournament with Red River, the couple Red River students that came dressed as Klan members? People are starting to equate that Confederate flag to that. Do you think that's on the same level?
No.
I don't either.
But
people are there's well, been a little buzz that it's the same disrespect.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think everybody's a little more sensitive than they otherwise would be about what happens at Davies School simply because the school's named for Judge Davies.
Right.
Who was in the middle of the Little Rock, incident. But Tom Davies, his son, was my first guest after that happened. And he was like, look, kids made a dumb mistake. And, you know, more than anything, it was an indictment on history teachers.
We're oversensitive
for
one thing.
You would never make a move like that. Now, I think it's a little different than some kid putting a Confederate flag up I don't equate the, white sheets and hoods. racially insensitive.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And by the way, as a Catholic, also insensitive to you know my religion. But I think the Confederate flag thing is more okay, I'm a rebel, I'm a little bit different, I'm a
actually it's more of a symbol, I think, nowadays of that redneck hillbilly culture, you know, the big trucks, jacked up tires, go mud, yeah, all that stuff. But would it have made a difference if it was a flag as opposed to, say, one of those big back window stickers that you have? That's a Confederate flag. I don't think so.
No. And the interesting discussion on the Facebook page about that, Leon Francis, who's our favorite Tea Party patriot, but an African American, so you'd listen a little closer to see, hey, does that offend you, that Confederate flag? You know what he said? The Civil War was fought because of economic and political differences. The Confederate flag represents states' rights. It represents pride of being from the South. It represents that the South was at least brave enough to fight for what they wanted. How many of you know that the United States' origin was originally founded as a confederation, then refounded as a loosely organized federation of independent states? The concept of a strong central government in Washington controlling individual states was repulsive to our founders. Slavery was an important issue, to be sure, but contrary to modern teaching, it was not the primary cause of the Civil War. If a kid can wear a rainbow, then a kid should be able to don a Dixie. What do you think of that,
great,
Mark?
I'm going to remember line.
And Larry, who was also at the Freedom Club, weighed in, and he said that he's displayed these flags, and there's no racism there. And he said, remember, Lee was not fighting for slavery. He's talking about the great Christian general from the South. He was fighting for states' rights. You know, amen, Leon. And which been continually eroded since Lincoln's time. Don't know why the Marxist Democrats get riled over the rebel flag. It was the Democrats that founded the Ku Klux Klan. It was the Democrats that passed Jim Crow laws, and it was the Democrats that opposed civil rights legislation. That's right. The Republicans voted in a much bigger percentage. Isn't that ironic? Anyway, thank you to both Leon and Larry for that comment.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. I do think there's a hypersensitivity that's ridiculous, and then the amount of media coverage this stuff garners. Look at Leith, North Dakota. You know, this white supremacist commander coming in, and quite honestly, I think you ought to ignore him. I really do. I think that even about some of these shooters. I think people who are deranged look for
notoriety.
They do. They want the spotlight, right? And so when you go gaga over these kind of things, I think you encourage some of this behavior. I'm not suggesting that the kid at homecoming at Davies was looking for attention, but I think this ultra sensitivity to all this stuff attracts an element we ought to be careful about.
I'll take that a step further. I think we've gone in this country way too far over to the side of political correctness at the sake of what our core principles are. You know, would you sacrifice your core principles for the sake of political correctness? I think we've done that in this country, and I think that's the wrong path to go down.
More on these topics and more coming up. Stay tuned, folks. What's on Your Mind preview continues.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Sounds like a bullfight's about to break out, doesn't it? What that sounds like to you?
Just wonderful.
In the sports game, what was yesterday's bullfight?
Tapping my feet really fast.
Did we have a bullfight last night of any kind?
There was the Bowl lost again. I hate that.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm so glad they don't do that in a lot of other sports when the loser gets skewered.
Yeah.
You know, if they have Bowl, if they have a Bowl burgers after those bullfights, do they actually?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been to a bullfight once in my life. I was. I don't know. They're very long. You know, they take forever. And, you know, I think we're used to the snippet where, you know, you get to the money moment where you've got the guy out there with the red thing and, you know, all that. But I was horribly bored. But it was in Mexico, actually. Well, it was on Mazatlan, Mexico, in the Bull Stadium, and the locals loved it. They were hooting and hollering the whole time, but I was bored out of my mind, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm glad we don't do it to Christians anymore like they did back in Roman days, just the bulls. But there is a lot of people from PETA and other groups think it's probably rather barbaric.
Exactly right. I just bumped into Ralph Kingsbury, not to have random thoughts here today for you, but Ralph Kingsbury's a number cruncher and a longtime columnist for the Grand Forks Herald. And I don't know what his background is, but just a good guy that looks at numbers and always doing different economic studies. He just told me about a new website he has, northernplainsstats.com. And there is a ton of statistics on the website I was checking out during the break that I'd encourage folks to take a look at. The nice thing about it is you don't only get the stats, you kind of get what they mean. So he's got, you know, ag statistics in here. He's comparing Twin Cities and Minnesota economic data, Grand Forks and North Dakota statistics, and interesting look at the oil industry. He talks about direct impacts from the petroleum industry into a number of different areas. So it's worth a look. There's some interesting data there that Ralph has crunched, and folks that have seen his columns over the years will appreciate that he's doing that. NorthernPlainsStats.com, kind of a new website. I think he just started last month. So just I'm going to like him
that
right
sounds
now.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, I'll like him.
And so, you know, I just saw talking about, I don't know who it was, maybe it was Helms that talked about the economic impact of the oil industry in North Dakota is over $40 billion now, up from, you know, just $4 billion several years ago. It's just astounding growth.
The total economic impact. You almost need to look at that on a chart to really understand the magnitude of that. It is pretty phenomenal, for sure. You're absolutely right. Anyway, just a couple of random thoughts, mostly because we were at the North Dakota Petroleum Council 32nd annual meeting, and Lou Holtz is speaking right now. We had a chance to visit with him prior to his speech, and we're going to bring that to you on What's on Your Mind coming up. We're also going to chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple, one of the speakers here today for the gathering. and Congressman Kevin Cramer will do his talk radio town hall today on the program. So we look
That's
forward
so
to that
cool,
as well.
And I'm glad he's faithful with that. You know, that really diffuses so many people, and we even felt it at the Freedom Club. So many people are really angry at politicians, and what they're angry about is two things: politicians and party leaders that don't hear them, don't respect them, and then the other ones that aren't accessible. You know, like the Tweedy Town Hall doesn't get high marks, for example, and Cramer's getting the high marks across the political spectrum by being available and taking it. You know, some of the calls that he receives are not really hugs and kisses.
No, true. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a sign of somebody not afraid to stand up for what they believe in and welcome all viewpoints, and I agree with you. I think that's well received. We look forward to that conversation coming up. A little more on the show in a moment here. Tell me what I need to know about what happened in the world of sports last night, Mr. Mark.
Well, the funniest thing from the forum is the front page. There's a soccer game going on between Fargo Shanley and Moorhead, and one of the players has grabbed the guy in front of him with the ball's shorts, and he's got these shorts almost, you know, the band of the shorts is bigger than they could get two kids in there. But that is just a really funny sports picture, and that made me very happy because the Twins lost again.
So when you opened the sports page, you wanted a distraction from the fact that the White Sox bested the Twins yesterday.
They
right?
did, you know, and the Twins and 4-3, so at least it's not a zillion to one or two. So that was all right. And the wild card, there's a lot of people that are now starting to pay attention. When you think of the regular season for baseball is 162 games, and now, the wild card is really heating up. Texas and Tampa Bay have identical records of 82 wins and 68 losses. So every game is hot and contested. Cleveland is only a half game behind for the wild card, and Baltimore only two behind. Kansas City, who would have thought it, 3.5 behind, as is the New York Yankees. An amazingly contested American League wild card, but the National League is maybe even worse because they got three people tied for first place. St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati, with Washington only 4.5 games back. While Boston is way in front, slam dunk winner of the East Division, Detroit looks to own the Central Division, and Oakland pretty much wrapping up West Division, up 6 games unless they go ice cold and somebody gets hot. Atlanta's blowing away the East Division of the National League. St. Louis is close. Pittsburgh is only a game out, so still fighting really, and Cincinnati 2.5 back. Central Division is a lot of regular season excitement yet for the championship of the division. And the Los Angeles Dodgers just blowing away Arizona, up 9.5 games. That's pretty interesting. And, of course, there's a lot of talk about the Wild have started the preseason. They lost their first game, but they're putting together a pretty tough, good-looking team, really concentrating on power play, trying to be a lot quicker, a lot more vigorous about it. Their percentage wasn't that great last year. And it looks as though Coach Kill is not even going to talk about his latest seizure, as he's going to stay at the helm of Minnesota Gophers as they play San Jose State. But, of course, game day is still the big story. ESPN took 10 trucks and 85 people to last week's show at Texas A&M. Looks like they're bringing in quite a crew, and an exciting day on Saturday for the Bison fans.
Yeah, it sure is, and I hope the silly controversy over where the broadcast is from, you know, never mind that it's going to 2 million people, that it's coming from North Dakota soil in a very rare occurrence in a non-major, college, community. I mean, it's just extraordinary that that's happening on Saturday, and it was a little embarrassing, quite honestly, to see the dust up over the location. It seemed like that was cooling off a little bit yesterday, so I hope that continues for sure.
Well, the estimates are that 3 times the total population of North Dakota will watch that show.
Yeah. That's the wind, ladies and gentlemen. That is the wind.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And what's going on in Grand Forks is another real, I mean, this is a very special state, folks. You go to a lot of places, especially east, you go to some major cities, and there's despair and gloom. There's murders going on every night in Chicago and a lot of these in Detroit. There's a lot of grief and horror going on, and North Dakota is bustling. Just cool.
It is. It sure is. A couple of questions we asked on our Facebook page that are getting a lot of attention today. like clockwork, the shooting at the D.C. Navy Yard and before. We have the even you know we don't know right. There's so many more questions unanswered than there are answered already. You got Dianne Feinstein out with a call for gun control legislation. Senator Harry Reid saying that Democrats don't have the votes to pass any gun control bills, but she wants to you know continue to push it. The question is this issue going to backfire on Democrats? Doesn't this case seem to be more about mental health issues and security clearances and how gun-free zones don't work versus you know? Obtaining guns. A lot of folks weighing in on this. End gun-free zones. Liberalism yeah. breeds victims, says Rambo.
Absolutely.
I agree. Brad says, I posted yesterday that...
Yep.
Sorry, Mark, go ahead.
I was just saying that Larry posted that this wasn't an AR-15. This was a shotgun and passed a background check. So that the whole idea that it's the kind of gun, you know, they keep on diverting attention away from the shooter, from their mental health. You know, just a few weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, this guy called the police and said that his mind was being vibrated. He was hearing voices to the police. And you'd think somebody, and it was just a wild kind of a conversation with the police, you'd have thought that somebody would have checked him out.
Yeah, so there's, I think the usual ways in which they like to use this politically won't work so well. Brad said, I was sure of two things before I even heard the details. One was that the shooting would turn out to be a gun-free zone, and I was right on that count. Secondly, that none of the silly proposed anti-gun legislation that's been passed or proposed would have prevented this tragedy. I was right again on count two. I'm on a roll. Why can't so many people see what is so clear? Completely agree. Ron says, of the 62 mass shootings over the past 30 years, not a single case includes evidence the killer chose to target a place because it banned guns. I don't know what that means. Bill says the Democrats have to pass this. It is trying to get the Republicans to go along with their ideas. All right. Duane says the shooter passed a background check and legally purchased a shotgun, as in the hunting gun. Please tell me what further control would have prevented this tragedy, other than a 100% ban on all firearms. That's exactly my point.
And of course,
Roger says Washington.
And they
do, but I think their argument is tougher now as a result of this. If it's done right, ton of comments, nearly 100 now on a stir raised this week when a Fargo Davies High School student brought a car to school with a Confederate flag displayed on it, forced to take it down. Overreaction by school administrators or appropriate response? Do Confederate flags represent racism, or do kids bring stuff to school that represents? Worst things. Fantastic debate about this on our Facebook page. And Bob said, I thought we had freedom of expression. Rambo says, it's a grassroots conservative site. Ron, we deal in truth. I don't know who's... Ron must be an antagonist here on this particular site. Sasha says, I guess it's okay for school to let kids wear the, you know, all kinds of crazy shirts, but a Civil War flag, you draw the line. If you ever lived in the South, the flag has a whole different meaning. Scott says the Confederate flag is part of history, shows Southern pride, not racism, in my opinion. I'd rather see a Confederate flag displayed in a back window of a car than all the Canadian flags flown in this state. How about that? Yeah.
Well, that's kind of tough.
Jordan says, no doubt, wearing a shirt with a murdering, genocidal maniac, okay. Flying a flag that Southerners are proud of, not okay.
Oh, yeah. All of these people that they have, and they've got all these shirts of the Boston Bomber and all of these, rightly said, a lot of these grunge shirts show all kinds of violence and violent anti-heroes.
Exactly right. So another question there on our Facebook page, and those two debates are causing quite a stir, to say the least. So you can check those out and weigh in there, and we'll be chatting about a couple of those on the program. Not a lot of time for calls today, so we'll start that right at the beginning of the program, and then Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us at bottom of the hour, Lou Holtz, and for our entire 10 o'clock hour, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. All coming up on What's On Your Mind. Tell you about the weather forecast, how we're looking there just a bit ahead, and Mark will be back with the Common Sense Club right after Rush Limbaugh today on this very radio station.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look. Because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote. and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
We're back at the Alaris Center Grand Forks today, side of the 32nd Annual North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. There yesterday and back today. Lou Holtz is keynoting the group right now. Governor Jack Dalrymple is up next, and then we'll be chatting with both of those folks on our program today. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind, taking your calls, questions, and comments today. So loaded up with three guests and a busy program indeed. I want to tell you about the forecast and how we're looking. It's very overcast here. Like in, I wouldn't know the sun is out there. Can't even spot what part of the sky the sun is. It is a cloudy, overcast kind of day. Here's what our forecast is for the valley. Chance of drizzle this morning. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 again. Some fog
This overcast sky in the morning hours, otherwise cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. A south-southeast wind at 10 to 17, gusts as high as 23. Chance of precip at about, slight. So it's in the forecast, but it's pretty light. Tonight now, however, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those will mainly come after 7 tonight, cloudy with about mid-60s for a low temperature tonight. South-east wind at about 9 to 11 miles an hour. Thursday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, mainly in the morning, then partly sunny. 71 for a high tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry about that, folks. Partly cloudy, low around upper 40s on Thursday night. Friday, sunny. How about this for a high? 60, mid-60s. About as warm as we can expect to get in the valley on Friday. We'll be in the mid-60s. So we're going to cool off here. Mostly clear, but 50 Saturday night. Sunday, sunny with a high in the mid-70s. And Sunday night, some showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, about 57. Monday, some showers and thunderstorms, 71. Tuesday, what is looking to be warm these days. We'll get up there about the mid-70s for a high temp. So that'll be on Tuesday. And let's check the oil patch forecast for you. Chance of drizzle this morning as well. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5. Some fog. Near 80. So not bad temp-wise up there at 80 degrees for a high today. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly after 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low about 63. South-southeast wind at 9 to 11. Coming southwest after midnight. New rainfall amounts, not much. You know, maybe some more in thunderstorms, but not much to expect there at all. Looks like tomorrow some showers and thunderstorms again, a possibility in the morning. Otherwise, a partly sunny day, 71, northwest wind gusting again up there around 20 miles an hour, and pretty much all day in that 10 to 15 miles per hour range. Looks like by Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 49. Winds again west-northwest, whipping around pretty good, gusting as high as 20 miles an hour. Friday, sunny, 66. So we got a good cool-off coming for the weekend. Northwest wind gusts again, high as 20 on Friday night. Clear, but down there around 43 for a low. Saturday, sunny, 66. Sunday, sunny, high near 74. Some showers and thunderstorms again Sunday night and into the week. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, clear skies, but highs in the mid-70s, lows in the 50s to start the week. So we are definitely, well, I don't have to tell you. Just feel it. Just look outside. Yesterday was a real, you know, it seemed like we flipped a switch here is what kind of ticks me off. We didn't ease into this. We just went from really, you know, unseasonably warm, nice temps to not fun. Cloudy, cool. 59 in Minot right now. They have some rain showers going out there. 59 in cloudy skies. No rain in Tioga at the moment, but again, a chance of that coming today. Fargo, 63 degrees. Cloudy skies. Grand Forks, 61 at this hour under cloudy skies as we take a trip around temp-wise the region. Only place I see sunshine is Dickinson. Southern end of the Bakken got a little bit of sunshine and not helping their temp much, but 61 degrees and some sunshine. But we are going to see some sun later in the week here in a good chunk of the end of the weekend. So while the temps will be cooling off, we will at least see some sunshine into the weekend as we head into Wednesday, Thursday, and or rather Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that's a good thing. Okay, coming up on What's on Your Mind, we will be taking your phone calls to start the program. 855-200-1776, our 24/7 line. You can call anytime to leave us a comment or a question. That's 855-200-1776. Live on the air at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. What are we going to start with, Steve? We have such a busy program that we have the Confederate flag down in Fargo. We have the latest on what's going on with our friends in Washington, D.C., the gun grabbers. We have Leith, North Dakota, and this whack job coming to have a little press avail down there, which I think we should ignore.
Second Amendment is always, that's something I think we just need to be guarded and diligent. You can't.
Here's my deal.
Not be diligent.
Can the Second Amendment crowd, which represents you and I, and the lion's share of our audience, and the NRA, and you know the voices, the pro Second Amendment folks, can they effectively use this moment as education for everything they believe in?
I think so.
They need to.
you're right, they need to, and quite often it's been this the take that, you know, maybe sit back, wait, don't get it out in the press,
no.
Don't leave it out. No, get up in front of it, throw it out, and go, see, we're right.
You know what, I think on all things that we care about, it's time to go on offense. We'll talk about that a little bit, even the oil industry. Go on offense. More coming up, don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.